Isla Bashir, a 16-month-old girl from Ottawa, Canada, is healthy after doctors used a new method to treat her before she was born. She has a rare genetic disease that killed two of her sisters. The disease, called Pompe, causes the body to fail to make some or all of an important enzyme. But a new case study describes the new treatment method that seems to be working for Isla. The young girl's parents recently told the Associated Press their daughter is now an active, happy girl who is growing normally. The couple previously lost two daughters, Zara, 2.5, and Sarah, 8 months, to the condition. A third pregnancy was ended because of the disease or disorder. The future for Isla is hopeful, but uncertain. Dr. Karen Fung Ki Fung is a medicine specialist who works with fetuses at the Ottawa Hospital. She gave Isla her treatments. The new method was developed by Dr. Tippi McKenzie, co-director of the Center for Maternal-Fetal Precision Medicine at the University of California, San Francisco. McKenzie shared her research with Fung Ki Fung. "We were all motivated to make this happen for this family," McKenzie said. In this case, doctors delivered important enzymes to the mother through her stomach. The enzymes were then guided into the umbilical cord. Isla received 6 treatments every 2 weeks, starting at about 24 weeks of fetal development. Dr. Pranesh Chakraborty has cared for Isla's family for years. He told the AP that what made the treatment highly effective was completing it early, while the fetus was still developing. Pompe affects fewer than 1 in 100,000 newborns. It is caused by changes in a gene that makes an enzyme that breaks down glycogen, or stored sugar, in cells. When that enzyme is reduced or removed, glycogen builds up dangerously throughout the body. In addition, the most severely affected babies, including Isla, have an immune condition in which their bodies block the treatment enzymes. This eventually stops the treatment from working. The hope is that Isla's early treatment will reduce that immune response. Babies with Pompe disease have trouble feeding and experience muscle weakness. They often have very enlarged hearts. When left untreated, most babies die from heart or breathing problems during the first year of life. In addition to the girls who died, Isla's parents have a 13-year-old son and a 5-year-old daughter. Neither of those children were affected by the disorder. For now, doctors are waiting to see whether the treatment can become a generally accepted form of treatment. Dr. Christina Lam is a biochemical genetics specialist at the University of Washington and Seattle Children's Hospital in Seattle. She said it will take some time to clearly demonstrate whether the results of the new treatment are better for patients. Isla receives drugs for her immune system and weekly enzyme treatments that take 5 to 6 hours. Unless a new method is found, Isla is likely to continue the treatments throughout her life. Her parents say that every step of progress, such as when she started to crawl, has been very special. "It amazes us every time," said her mother, Sobia Qureshi. "We're so blessed. We've been very, very blessed." I'm Andrew Smith.